Okay, so today's lesson, it is a great lesson. So it's combining the last couple weeks. Lesson number 61, arms in a circle above you. And we're really going to work with rotation of your trunk. Okay? So it fits in with all the core stuff we've done. Remember with gluing with the lungs. And then last week what we worked on, or the week before, was the abdominal clock, right? Okay, so first of all, starting on your backs, is take a moment to observe how you are lying on the floor today. Observe your arms resting by your side, your legs resting long. And again, it's this trunk area, so we've been revisiting this concept of putting the four dots back there, two dots with each shoulder blade, two dots with each buttocks, cheek, creating a rectangle, connecting the dots. And then from there, observing, is one side shorter, longer, higher? So the dots and the lines are just there as a reference for you to become more aware of yourself and aware of any differences between the two sides. And then from there, it's just taking yourself into a place of noticing if there is any dis-ease or lack of comfort, any parts of yourself. Is it in your lower back? Right? Is it in between your shoulder blades, up at your neck, one shoulder? And then from here, very gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left, observing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then when you bring your head back to the center, bring your attention and awareness onto your breath and your breathing. And I'll just occasionally make some reference back to the lesson that we did of gluing the lungs and feeling the length on your exhale of the lungs. I think it was hers. Was it you? Yeah, I think it's hers. So let's begin by bending your knees, bringing your feet to stand. The first thing you notice when you do that, lining your heels up with your buttocks, is that flattens the lower back, right? Takes any curve out. And again, you're going to start to pay attention to this idea that as you empty your lungs, right, exhale, think of on the back side, your back, the lung gets longer. Okay, when you take a breath in, we more expand the front side. And it gets longer. So just think exhale, the ribs fold and soften, and the lungs get longer in the back. Okay, so from here, you're going to interlace your hands and you're going to bring them above your, not your head, towards the ceiling. That's why I kind of rewrote the title in the email, because it's really, it says above your head, and it's not above your head, it's towards the ceiling. Okay? So think of creating a circle. So bend your elbows a little bit wide. That's it. Soften your palms. So you're making a circle with your with your hands and your arms. So your elbows are bent out to the side. And you're going to start to turn this circle. That's how I want you to think of it. So we're going to think of that you're going to start to go to the left. So it's like as if the left elbow part of the circle goes down and the right part of the circle goes up. But here's the thing, go back, Lynn, is you don't move your pelvis or your legs. So as I said in the beginning, we're going to do a lot. Don't go the other way, Leah. We're going to do a lot of rotation with your trunk. So Leah, come back. Only go the one way. So listen to the instructions. The left elbow comes down, the right elbow goes up. So you're twisting your rib cage and your shoulder girdle to the left. I don't want you to go to the right. Please stay with me. It's really hard on our spine when we rotate both directions back and forth. And there's also a lift up. Okay, we'll just do this a couple more times and then I'll give you a rest. So think of that right elbow lifting up towards the ceiling and over. So then you also feel the right shoulder lifts up and over, right? And then the pelvis and the lower back stay quiet. That's it. Nice, Bonnie. That's it. Better, Leah. Think of that elbow going up towards the ceiling. Up. Okay, come back. Lower your arms, lengthen your legs, and rest. So this time, let's have you just bend your right leg. Keep the left leg long. Bring the arms again towards the ceiling, create the circle. So you interlace your hands, change over the fingers by one. So do the non-habitual interlacing. Soften the elbows so they're bent out to the side. So again, you're gonna, this is like you're gonna take this circle and take it over to the left. And that right elbow lifts up, the right shoulder towards the ceiling, and really try to get your ribs to rotate. So that means that the ribs, nice, Leah, on the right, that's it, Bonnie, on the right side come away from the floor. And the ribs start to press into the floor on the left side. So Lynn, don't come back. Don't move your arms so quick. So it's becoming that you're literally just doing this and not moving this. So I don't even want you to think of your arms. I want you to think of your ribs moving. Because as soon as your left elbow touches the ground, it's stopping you. And everybody else has got their rib cage up. So think of, that's better, ribs for, there. You feel the difference? And that instruction kind of goes for everybody, but most of you were doing that. So you're twisting the ribs, right? And it's kind of like the arms go along with it. Beautiful, Leah. So you're keeping this circle. And you keep the shape of the circle. So you don't lose that shape going over to the left. And then there's a slight push of your right foot into the floor, right? To just help a little bit with those lower ribs. You still keep the pelvis quiet. Okay, come back. Lengthen your right leg. Lower your arms and rest. Okay, so now we're going to go down to the pelvis and change it a little bit. I'll let your arms rest for a moment. So you're going to bring the soles of your feet together. Okay, so your knees are out to the side, right? So this is very similar to the arms, right? There's this similar, like, it's not really a circle. It's more like a triangular space in between your legs, but it's a shape, okay? So I want you to think of that shape. So we're going to do the same movement now that you did with your ribs, but this time you're going to do it with your pelvis and keep your ribs quiet. So think of lowering the left knee to the side, lifting the right knee to the ceiling, lifting the right side of the pelvis. So the very area you didn't get to work, right? And the shoulders stay down, the ribs move some, the lower ribs, and then you come back to the beginning, right? So you're just thinking that you're gonna take this shape over to the left, let the right knee lift, lower the left knee. So again, it's a rotational movement. You feel the twisting occur now from the pelvis and the lower part of you, keeping your shoulders more balanced on the floor, observing your breath and your breathing. Beautiful. And just do that maybe one more time before you lengthen your legs to rest. And so then you can imagine that we're going to combine things with the next movement. So you're going to bring the soles of your feet together, and then you're going to bring the hands interlaced over your chest, right? So you have these two spaces. No, up to the ceiling again, same thing. Yeah, over your chest. Bend the elbows out to the side. Elbows out to, no. Create the shape. Don't look at me, think. When you look at me, you're not thinking. You did it perfect before. Okay. So now you're going to combine. So think of both the right elbow and the right knee going up towards the ceiling, right? And now the whole body is turning to the left, right? And in some ways, when I was doing this, you know, it feels a little harder. It's almost easier when the pelvis stays, right? Like a balance. So you're going to bring yourself over to the left and then you come back. So a couple things to pay attention to. The shape that you create with your arms, the circle and the shape with your legs stays the same, and that you're moving your right elbow and your right knee at the same speed coming up as the left elbow and left knee go down. Right, so there's no hurry, there's no rush. Notice your breath and your breathing. That's it. Now, when you come back this next time, we're going to just go a little longer. You're going to alternate them. So you're going to keep the feet like this, and you're going to turn the trunk and the arms and see if that rotation now has improved. Bring the arms back, and then take the legs over to the left. So once you do the upper part of the back, and once we do the lower part of the back. And then as you're alternating these two movements, bring into your awareness your breath and your breathing. So as I see many of you, I experienced this too when I was doing this lesson, is that just having your arms above you like this, we tend to start holding our breath. It's really interesting. It's not the easiest position. So again, just allow your breath to have ease. Inhale, exhale, but don't hold your breath. Excellent. Okay, and come back and we'll lengthen the legs, lower the arms, and rest. Just notice your breath and your breathing now. Any new sensations? experiences. Okay, so we'll start with your knees bent again. Bring them to standing. Interlace your hands above your chest. Make the circle. Change the interlacing. And we're now going to go to the right. Okay? So think of the left elbow lifting up and coming over to the right. So you're going to twist this upper back, upper trunk area of your spine. And again, from the get-go, you keep the pelvis quiet, but what is it like to go to the left? That's it. Beautiful. So remember, the left elbow goes up towards the ceiling and over. So your trunk is turning. It's really not about, there you go. Keeping the pelvis. Excellent. Come back and let's pause and rest. So this next time, you're going to bend the left leg to stand. Bring the arms up. Interlace the hands. Right? And so once again, you're just twisting the upper trunk to the right. The left shoulder blade comes up and away from the floor. The head rolls. And even though that the left foot is up, you keep the pelvis fairly stable. But it somehow helps those lower ribs a little bit. And you're noticing whether this side is easier. Is it easier to rotate, right, to one side? And this is why we're just sticking with one side at a time. Usually we all have one side that we can twist to easier. That's it. Come back. Let's rest it again. Okay, so go back to bringing the soles of the feet together, right? So we create that shape with your legs, and now we're going to go to the right. So the right knee comes closer to the floor, the left knee comes up. The arms are down, right? So you're doing everything from the pelvis now and the lower back. So we're creating the rotation from the lower part. And again, asking yourself, is this easier? Is this harder? Is this more familiar? Sometimes it's about familiarness, right? For me, this is the easier or more familiar direction for me to go. Beautiful. Okay, come back, lengthen your legs, and let's pause and rest for a moment before we combine them. So I was telling some ladies downstairs, they were asking about this class, and they're probably going to come next week, but so, you know, once in a while you do a lesson like this, because this is a new lesson, I haven't taught it before, for me as well as you, and it's super profound. And it brought into my awareness of all these places that I do this habit of my right elbow being wide out to the side. And, you know, as much as we wish and don't want these things to occur, just letting you know they happen with me, it goes all the way back to my accident. And the movement or the position is just highly emotional. It's not a physical need, right? It's an emotional. So it's just been really a profound experience. So doing the lesson opened the awareness for me, and I started to become aware of all the places that I do this. And why this is so important is because I've had this bicep tendon in my right arm bothering me now for a couple years, and it comes and goes. And now I know what I do that has created it. And sometimes, again, for you to know, these things are not easy to change. And it's almost harder when it's an emotional driven thing. So it just goes back to my bike accident. So when I'm on my bike, you guys can look for a sec, right? So I'm on my road bike, right? And you have two hand grips, one's here and one's here. And I'm like this. And when I go to do this, I want to cry. I feel completely vulnerable. It's like this is almost like, I mean, that's like the whole posture for me, like, right? I'm strong, get up, right? So like eating anything, like me and I went out to dinner Monday night, and I do the same thing on the table. Never on this side, on this arm. Like it is showing up everywhere. Trekking, right? I always do this pull first. Like it's everywhere, right? And so just doing that enough the minute I do it. So I'm now even, I haven't been able to do my swimming, right? Freestyle, but my guess is this arm is way out to the side too, right? So it's like sprinkling sugar on everything, right? Or salt and pepper. It's everywhere, right? And I didn't have this awareness till doing this lesson. And it's just like, so I'm just like, and so what you do is you begin to introduce to yourself letting it go, right? Right, so how do you, like on the bike, so I pick not on hills, but on flat places where there's not cars around me to work with this. But it is seriously vulnerable. Like just taking my elbow out creates this like sense of power, security. And when I bring it in, it's like I just wanna cry. I'm like, something's gonna happen to me. I mean, it's insane, right? Because that little, right, that's not gonna protect me. Right? But this side is the charged side. This has been the weak side since I got hit, right? So anyways, it's just an opportunity for me to play with it and work with it. Because now I've developed a pain, right? And I've had three different therapists look at it and analyze it, and nobody's been able to figure it out. They've given me all these exercises, right? Squeeze the, and things that temporarily, but really what it is creating this tension that the bicep tendon is like lit up and just tense in that configuration. Right? Awareness. So even for me, okay, arms above you, soles of your feet, we're going to take the whole thing over to the right. So left knee up, left elbow. And again, this is kind of where it showed up for me, because I felt very vulnerable and unstable when you're moving the whole rib cage of yourself, right, over to the side. It's like, whoa, right? It's easier when we go in a moment to alternating, because this is like a lot of stability. You know, you lose some of that stability. It's like tennis players, you know, the more grounded they are with their feet, the higher the speed of hitting the racket. It's like a whip, right? Good. Now go into the alternating. So this next time, keep your pelvis stationary, right? This is like the tennis thing. Twist the upper back, bring it back, and then twist the pelvis. So you can feel when you just twist from one end, right, there's more stability and then there's also more power. But there's also a sense of control, right? And that's not a bad thing. Often we give that word a bad rap, control. But control can develop for us a sense of power and actually a sense of ease, because we have control and we feel stable, so we can have more power. We have more range. That's it. Okay, and let's let it all go and rest. So in a moment, we're going to try doing opposites. Yeah, so this whole experience too, it just kind of reminded me, I am very fortunate to not have hardly ever any pain. But it's not always, you know, from the physical place. There's our mental state and our emotional state. Okay, let's interlace our hands above you. Bring the soles of your feet together. So let's try a little bit of the opposite. So think of the right knee comes up and the left elbow comes up. So the upper body goes to the right, the lower body, that's it, goes to the left. And again, and sometimes in some strange way for some of us, right, as we go through these variations, you'll say, wow, this feels like the easiest to me, right? Like not necessarily moving everything together is easy. So how is it when you counter twist? So what this does is it puts all the twisting, the emphasis, right in the lower, upper, higher, mid back. And are you breathing? Are you holding your breath? Good, come back. Let's let it go and rest for a minute. So it's interesting, some of you with your, you know, it's almost all of you are having feet issues right now. It's just interesting, the group today. So, right? So like anything and everything, right, it's not about your feet. This has to do with your glutes and your hips. So when that area is tight, and we're holding there, it goes into those kind of cramping things in our feet. So when we come back to bringing the soles of your feet together, let's start with that. Just see if you can just tell yourself to just, you know, soften in your glute butt muscles. Bring your hands up, interlace your fingers in the non-habitual way, and take the left leg up and the right elbow up. Yeah. And come back. So as you do the twisting, again, just become aware. So no, Leah, the opposite. Remember the opposite legs with the, there you go. Right? And like, Lynn, this like is so awkward, right? This feels so awkward compared to the other way. Right? And these are just important experiences. So when something feels really awkward, then you ask yourself, that's when you go, why? Is it the upper or the lower? Where is the awkwardness? You know, and then it tells you where your habit is of where you feel most comfortable rotating. So, and again, with the feet, can you soften the glutes, soften the buttocks, right? So it doesn't have to be clenching. Beautiful. Okay, come back, let it go, and rest it. Okay, so we're gonna bring your arms up again, interlace them, and now let's see if you can begin to lower them up above your head. So can you bring your hands towards the floor above your head? Let's see what that's like. Yes. Take that circle shape. Good. Bring it back to the ceiling. Let's just do that a couple times. Excellent. And then this next time, when you bring the arms above your head, you're going to leave them there. And we're now going to do a lateral movement. So your hands will be on the floor above you, interlaced. You still have that circle space, the elbows bent. You're still going to think of your elbows, but it's lateral. So think of this circle and your head. You're going to move to the right. So the right elbow, sorry, to the left. Your left elbow and your left ear. And think less rolling, Lynn, and sliding. So the back of the head slides with your arms. So you keep your face orientated towards the ceiling, and your left ear and left elbow slide down to the left as the right elbow and right ear move up. So Leah, keep the hands on the floor above you. Well, as comfortable, yeah, okay, that's okay. And then don't roll the face. The back of your head slides. So think of the space that is between the right ear and right arm and the left ear and left arm. That stays the same, stays consistent, right? You're doing a really nice job, Lynn. That's it, and you too, Bonnie. There you guys go. Excellent. Now, if we can go a little longer, you need a break? Okay, let's bring your arms down. Let's take a break. Yeah. Right? Now you see why I have all this pain. It's like, my God, I'm doing these crazy things with my arm. It's like a suspension all the time. Even when I walk Stella, like there's all these places that I'm paying attention to. So I've even worked on not taking my coffee, because that was one. I was holding the coffee cup. But even so, it's the elbow out to the side. So it's like, if I just can let this be here, and I shift, you know, but then when if I put the coffee cup in the left hand, even with the leash, the elbow goes out. It's like elbow down. No bicep reaction. Elbow out, bicep reaction. So it's not necessarily not taking the cup, but my awareness is heightened to all these things to pay attention to. Okay, arms above you, on the floor above you, and now let's go to the right. So the right elbow and the right ear. So again, no rolling the head, sliding the back of the head, sliding the arms. It's like if you were making a snow angel, a sun angel for summer. It's almost over. Are you guys feeling like that? Summer's coming to an end. I know, right? The mornings are chilly now. I had to wear my jacket this morning walking. Feels like we had a really short summer.
2 or 3 days.
Now, add in alternating. So go once to the right, come back to the center, once to the left. So again, this is a different pattern. This is side bending. And again, to notice for yourself. Which way do you feel is more familiar, or you have greater ease? Nice. Bring your arms down and rest. Right? It's hard having those arms up. Now you know why it really brought my attention. Which is a great awareness. Okay, now we're going to do the same thing with your legs. So bring the soles of your feet together, create the shape, okay, and you're going to slide the feet, you're going to slide the shape. Let's go to the left first. So think of the feet and the knee coming up to the side, yes, and relax the glutes. Now that's hard. So it doesn't have to be a big movement. So Bonnie, just slide the feet to the left. Lower your head. It's Stop doing so much work. So just slide the feet, just like you did with your arms. You're in a total, like, loss. Just slide the whole configuration over to the left and then back to the center. Right, so you're side bending the lower ribs and the pelvis, right? Okay, can you go a little bit to the right now? So keep the knees open. I know, there you go. Okay, let's take a break. You know, these are like challenging movements. I've given you more breaks today. I found I needed it too. Okay, bring the soles of your feet back together. And then alternate. Go once to the right, come back to the center, once to the left. Right, and again, observing and asking yourself the question, where did you have more ease? Was it easier to do the upper part of the rib cage with the arms or the lower? Right? Partly. It's your obliques, which is the side abs. Yes. Right? So your obliques are on the side. Yes, and that's why your feet cramp. Okay, let's rest it. So I'll give you guys a little, I gave this to my privates yesterday, a wonderful little tip of something that you can do, well, you need another person, but at home to help with these hips, hip flexors, okay? Is, and I the reason I'm hesitating is I'm thinking, oh, we should just, if you want to try it when the lesson's over, you guys could pair up and try it. So it's, you lying on your stomach and you have somebody sit on your butt, not your back, but on your butt. And it releases your glutes, your hip flexors, and lower back all at once.
And you don't do nothing, just
you just lie there. Or maybe like if Lynn will let me, or one of you, Bonnie, I'll demonstrate on you. Okay, let's bring the soles of the feet together, arms above you, okay? And now let's go together. So bring the right elbow and right knee together, side bend, yes. Straighten out and side bend to the left. What is that like? It really shows you where you do all the bending. Excellent. Okay, come back. Let's rest it. Yes, yeah, so with the carpet, I realized why I've avoided doing the carpet, right? It's literally feels like moving, right? To have your carpet done because it's the floor, right? So I have all these books, and so I'm both clearing out but packing things in boxes so that they can just move them from one room to another easily, the boxes, right? But I packed this one box, it's really heavy. So it was too heavy to lift. So I pushed it across the carpet and barely made it to the other room. I really overdid that, right? And in the pushing, I rarely hurt myself, but I could feel it was a lot of work in my lower back. So then I had a dinner and anyways, went to take Stella for a walk and I could barely lift my legs. I was like, this is not good. Like, it's what people describe to me when they tell me their back's going to go out, right? Like, just, I felt like I was totally bent over, and so I had my daughter sit on my butt. And all it took is her just sitting, not doing, not rubbing, nothing for 5, at the most 10 minutes. I was fine.
I want to try that.
It's really powerful. And what's great about it is it releases, it's what I call like a passive release, right? You're not doing anything, but it releases hips, glutes, so the lower back is freed up. But I was just like, from the shoving the box, I mean, I was like this. I was like, this is not good. Thank God, I packed it on the floor.
Oh.
If your bed's really soft, do it on the floor. My bed's firm. Okay, let's go back to the soles of your feet together. Your arms above your chest, back to the chest. We're going to go back to the rotation now. So let's rotate the upper body to the left, right elbow up, and the lower body either stays the same or the lower body can go to the right. Yes. So have the lower body go the opposite and then come back. And just feel the level of rotation now. Let's just stick with that one way. Feel how much better you can rotate now. The twisting, right?
Yes.
Something happened. So lower body to the right, upper body to the left. Nice. Come back. Let's pause again and rest for a moment. But I'm 2/3 of the way packed up. I feel like I'm getting a new house without moving. I do. I seriously do. Like, and I've cleared out, oh my gosh, you guys, 2 boxfuls of books. Like, I just looked like, why am I keeping certain books? And, you know, it's just therapeutic to get rid of, to cleanse, to let go of, right? Paring down. Oh, this was the funniest part. Oh my God, I was cleaning me out. So we decided we're not going to change the carpet in my office in the closet because I've got these file cabinets. And it's just like, that carpet's never been wet or peed on. It's like, it's nonsense. It's just such a small strip, right? And to get these file cabinets out, it could bend the mirror frame, and we just decided, you know, to leave it. Anyways, but I was clearing out the bookshelves, and I found, I think it's called a MacBook. Oh yeah, a MacBook in the box. No, brand new. Been sitting there on the shelf since Mia went to college. It came with her new computer. Go figure. So I got it down and I put it on the kitchen counter for her. I've been wondering what happened to this for the last couple years. So it's great. Like, so there, that's the other blessing when you clear out. Like, she's like, I can put all my films on this. I mean, it was incredible, right? Like, oh my gosh. It was in this bag, and I was like, what's this bag doing up here? And I took it down, and it's in the box. I'm like, what is this? And it's never been opened. Anyways, right?
Wow.
The things you find. Okay, one more time. Arms up over you, over your chest. Non-habitual, interlacing, soles of your feet together. Take the upper body to the right, the lower body to the left. And do that 3 or 4 times before we start alternating and going through the whole range, where you'll do the upper body once to the right, and then once to the left, and then the lower body goes in the opposite direction. Our body tends to like this opposite twisting. Really gets the center of our spine. It's kind of like what you do when you take your wash rag and squeeze it out of water, right? How you twist the two ends. And it creates all this flexibility in the middle. Beautiful. Come back, let it go, and rest. And as you're resting, just start to feel and sense these 4 points in your trunk. which is what we primarily worked with today. I'm going to continue with this next week because it's a really powerful lesson, and there were parts where you start to go into lifting the legs, and I felt like that was too much to add in today. I thought just do the side bending and the rotating before we add the flexion of lifting. Roll your head to the left and right and just see how that feels after this lesson. And then as you feel ready, you'll roll to a side, come to sitting, standing, and just observing the ease in which you come up now.